venture capital legislation stalled in the legislature last year under Republican leadership. Now there's an effort to build bipartisan support for what's being called a fund of funds. It would use about $25 million in state bonding money to attract private investment funds. 30 other states already have such funds, and Tom Still of the Wisconsin Technology Council told the committee Wisconsin is falling behind the curve. He says it's time for the state to do a better job of helping local entrepreneurs start new companies and create jobs.
When it comes to venture capital under management, venture capital invested in Wisconsin, we're well below the average. And so there's a gap there between the kinds of ideas that we're producing, the kinds of talent we have, and where the money's going to go.
Last year, many legislators resisted a plan that would require the state to borrow money to lend to startup companies, and also worried about the government picking winning or losing companies to lend to. Mark Buer, director of the UW-Madison University Research Park, says if the state wants to help new companies locate and grow in the state, they're going to have to take some risks.
Not every investment will succeed. I think legislators that are thinking about their position on this kind of legislation should understand that there may be a press story or two that comes out of those kinds of things. And that's going to be one of the things that I think will come up in the legislative debate that has to be reconciled.
Buer says it's also important to pass a bill that will bind future legislatures to keeping the fund growing so new startups aren't left high and dry just as they're beginning to make a profit. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.